A spokesman for the base says the incoming outfit is a headquarters battalion, meaning it'll oversee training and disposal rather than dealing directly with explosives. Fort Riley already has two explosive ordnance detection companies. It's those companies that train in the actual explosive disposal, so things were already going boom on the base. The new battalion isn't scheduled to move until 2020 and will add about 54 new soldiers to Fort Riley's roster. Even with the addition of the explosives unit, Fort Riley has fewer troops than a few years ago. It lost a brigade combat team of about 3,000 people in 2012. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox in Topeka.